Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Berman is on the line. Hello, Boomer. How are you?
Dale, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. This is kind of fun news around here, huh?
Came out of left field. I give your program director, Joe Zarbano, complete credit. Every now and then, it's nice to get a phone call out of the blue. I think probably about a week before Christmas, there was a message on my home machine, which, you know, must be deep into the EEI archives from 25 years ago, you know, and he threw it out there. I went, well, now, isn't that interesting? I mean, I've only been going to Fenway since the 70s, but I really hadn't thought about it. So I'm just the, you know, I'm the lefty that comes in for one out. I mean, I'm going to do five games, Dale. I don't know how many you're going to do, but the whole idea of doing five games at Fenway, three in May, a couple in August, it was, wow. You know, and the Jimmy Fund's involved, obviously, there's 157 others to go around, but I've got my five spot, like I said. I'm the lefty for one out, once a week, right? Something like that.
How's the response and reaction been to the announcement?
Well, I mean, people kind of, you tell me, I'm kind of living my own little bubble. I mean, my friends, really? And because it didn't say, but they read it as, we must be doing 30, 40 games. No. Not that that wouldn't be fun, but, you know, I'm an old man now. Right. And look, it's an honor to sit with Joe, who's meant so much to Red Sox fans. He's another Connecticut boy like me. And what he's meant over the years and decades to Red Sox fans. I'm anxious to sit and listen to him as we just throw it back and forth. We can go back a few years. Not that that's what everybody wants. I mean, games on the radio are different than TV. But, you know, it's something, Dale, I've been doing. I mean, since we lost the playoffs, and that's over 10 years ago now, ESPN other than the wild card game. I've been with Rick Sutcliffe on the first round series for 10 years now. We just have a blast. We did Boston and Houston not last year, but the year ago when Houston won. And last year we had Dodgers Braves. But, I mean, it's fun. It's different. And it's we all grew up, at least our age, listening to baseball on the radio, listening to Ned Martin, et cetera. So here I am. We're going to have some fun and not looking to reinvent the wheel by any stretch of the imagination. It's Joe's show.
It's going to be a lot of fun for you, I can imagine, Boomer. Is there any plans, I mean, with you being a national name and a national guy, any plans to maybe expand it into some of the other teams?
No, I don't. No, like I said, this is unique. Steve, you know, that's Steve, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I've only known you how long, right?
Way too long.
We were young men once.
That's
No, this is a kind of a, look, my A team, which everybody knows from the San Francisco Giants, you know, and my American League team has always been Boston since Yaz. So, if the opportunity came for, you know, a few games with the Giants, but that's different. This is a drive to Fenway. You know, I'm from here. It's 2 hours away. You know, we all spent our $1.50 to sit in the bleachers in the 70s and no assigned seats, right? So you got there at 5 or 5:30 and you sat in the best seats right behind the bullpen or wherever you wanted to sit. And now we're taking it forward to 2019 for a team that won 119 games last year. I mean, it's just going to be fun. I mean, it's baseball. I mean, it's just fun at this stage, yeah? So I hope it will be fun for all the listeners. That's the goal.
We're talking to Chris Berman, who will be part of the Red Sox radio network broadcast this upcoming season. I'm always curious about this because when I think of Chris Berman, I think of football. I saw that shot in the pregame before the Super Bowl of Bill Belichick stopping in the hallway and talking to you downstairs there. I think of you know, the Berman highlight package after the Sunday games. What's your biggest love, though?
Well, I mean, football is where, obviously, I've got the biggest fame, if that's the right word, or notoriety. I mean, 40 years at ESPN come this October 1, being the football host. I mean, on Sunday, the pregame, game day, then countdown, of course, NFL primetime, which was our favorite with Tommy, and everybody liked that show, not because we did it, but just because you had to watch it, right? And those are the days when you got three games, and you wanted to see Seattle against San Diego, here you go, you know. Here's 4 minutes. You didn't see this. But baseball, the love is right there with it. This is not a far, you know, a distant second. If you think, and some listeners here are old enough to remember all the days with ESPN and the early Sports Center. I mean, I did two Sports Centers a night, pretty much, which was primarily baseball on the daily basis, right, from April to September 30. And then when we got baseball in 90, we did six games a week. I mean, I did a game a week for a long time. I've probably done, I don't know. Now, if you're a Joe Castiglione, you know, you do 162 a year, so this isn't a big number. But considering it was a one a week and I haven't done a regular, you know, games for what, I've probably done, if you throw in the home run derbies, like every one of them, 400 games. Doesn't make me great at it, but it doesn't make me, ooh, I've never done this, let's see what we can do, you know? Again, it doesn't say I'm good, bad, or ugly, but I do it because I love it. And so when this call came, it was a wow. Let's talk after the holidays, and we did, and all the slots weren't filled up, surprisingly.
Do you got any nicknames for the Red Sox players or home run calls up your sleeve?
I would... I'm early yet. It's February.
Right.
It's in the morning. I haven't had a beer. I need usually one or two to, you know, I tell you, so the answer is no, not really, because, I mean, I don't even want to half, I haven't prepared any. It's not, those things don't, I through the years, I took 10 or 15 seconds and looked at a name and went with it or not. It's not like I stayed up late at night, you know, doing my taxes to do nicknames. So we will, but that's not the point. The point was that was when we were doing highlights on every team in the 80s, and half the time we didn't have the video, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how those were born. But not that you need me to call that outfield the Killer Bees, but just as an aside, my favorite postseason game, and you guys can fill me in because now I'm forgetting, just as a baseball purist, it might have been one of the Houston games last year, not the Dodgers. You know, they all went so late, I don't remember anymore, right? But what was the game when all three outfielders, when Betts and Bradley and Benintendi all had defensive big plays, let alone big hits? I think it was a Houston game. It was
in Houston, yeah.
That I don't remember. One of them in Houston, I don't remember which one it was, but it was... Wow. And so I'm excited just as a baseball fan watching that as much as I am seeing those guys hit home runs, you know. So that'll be fun. Again, I love the sport. Everybody knows it.
What about something like, hey, Xander, don't call me Humphrey Bogarts?
You're like, obvious.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. I'm spitballing here.
If it's going to be obvious,
yeah,
some of them are. Can't be long. The long ones are reserved for, I really have nothing, you know, but so let me throw this out.
Drag this out.
As an aside, this has nothing to do with the Red Sox, but when I got to know Patrick Mahomes this year, I said, you know, I knew your dad, blah, blah, blah. And I said he had two nicknames. You know, Mahomes is where my heart is, or Grand Funk Railroad, who we didn't know, getting closer to Mahomes. I said, do you want me to throw one of those in for you? He goes, I like Mahomes is where my heart is.
That's so good. I don't think you're going to be able to top Rob My Baronis. I don't think you're going to be able to top that one.
That was pretty good.
Or, of course, the Burt B. Home Bly Levin. Yeah. No, that is because you didn't have to know he threw a curveball or was a pitcher or mm-hmm. who he played for. You knew as a kid you heard it, and as a parent you said it. And so, I mean, look, now this is not the official. You're putting me on the spot.
No, I know. Yeah.
Mookie, you bet.
Oh,
that's all right. I know it. That's a good one. Right. I love it.
Roger Daltrey.
Like somebody 25 will go, what are you talking about? More legalized bets? That would be more bringing it up to date. I don't know. Benintendi would be some work.
Yeah.
Bradley, I mean, you don't want to really go Omar. That's a layup of the general. Look, again, I'm not Devers.
Right.
Tinkers to Devers to Chance. Now, that would be a baseball nickname, you know, of 100 years old. Again, I'm not coming prepared. I mean,
you have plenty of time.
The headlines have been sale of the century. That's not,
I like that.
These are just...
Right.
Right.
We're just scratching. This is like a lottery card you're scratching.
And they have to be organic. You can't you can't force the issue.
No.
No, right. And it's got to be the best ones are one that everybody gets, whether they, you know, so every now and then you get one that's indigenous to the area, and that is when you don't mind going long.
Yep.
Like when Carlos Baerga came over at the end of his really good career with Cleveland to Boston, right? So he was one if by land, two if by sea, three if Baerga.
Oh, that's perfect.
I thought that was a very good Boston local
there you go.
Nickname, albeit long, you know?
That's all right. It works.
I love it.
You know what I get, Boomer? I get an email every year containing the clip of when you did one of my son's Pro Bowls, and you noted that the football factory of Brown University had more players in that Pro Bowl than the University of Florida, University of Texas, University of Nebraska. Yeah. And my son sends that clip to me every year to remind me that you were talking about him in the Pro Bowl.
Well, we're proud of Zach, obviously. And now how about this with now how many rings? Zach has two rings, of course.
Well,
many rings is James Devlin from Brown, who obviously played a huge role this year? Three? Was
good point.
He in 2014? He had to be, I think. Right?
I don't know. Here I think he might have been.
So Brown, and Steve Jordan was the best player, the tight end with the Vikings.
Yes.
He never got one. Sean Moore, he got. But between Devlin and Zach, here in the last dozen years.
Yeah.
There, Brown, we've got five Super Bowl rings. How about that, Steve?
That's more than any other Ivy League team, I think, right?
Well, more than
let's just
SEC
say it.
Team.
That's right. That's more than the University of Florida.
Right.
Well, maybe not. Maybe. Probably not.
We're proud of those guys. We really are. And James, you know, I don't know if he played a down on offense at Brown ever, maybe goal line, you know.
Yeah.
But he was defense, as you know.
Defensive end.
What a role he played this year as the team became an old-school team, weren't they?
Yeah, great to watch.
Interesting. It was football that you remember as a kid, right? Like, you know, and we're going from baseball to football for a minute, too. You know, Bill came right over to our primetime set, which I do the show. He's so nice, as did Robert Kraft, and Julian came over right after the game. I don't know who saw it after the podium, after the trophy. And the two questions I didn't get a chance to throw to Bill were, and this would be fascinating, at what point did you realize this was one of those games as opposed to it's going to be 34-31 and this is how we have to coach and call plays? Was it late first quarter? Was it, when did you realize, whoop, we're back to the 50s? Or you know what I'm saying, right, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
The other question was, and again, I'm just getting to the football, but I mean, why not? I heard the Patriots won this year.
That's right.
What's new?
We, if Bill and his staff get 18 minutes of tape on something, they're going to come up with a plan for it, right? I mean, hear me out on this, right? Like, if they see eight, they're going to come up with a plan. So how come 18 years of a slot receiver with Julian Edelman being now, but we started with Troy Brown, and you could go through them all, Wes Welker. And you, I mean, 18 years, they still get open. Now, obviously, that's a credit to Tom and the slot guy and the line. But 18 years, like, that still is, if you really go through it, the biggest weapon they have. I find it fascinating, don't you?
I do. Oh, yeah. Absolutely do.
How about Tyler, Every Rose Has a Thornburg?
Sorry, no, now we're now.
How about that? That's not bad.
He's been
maybe
researching.
Try that
there.
One. That's now, not a bad one. He could be closing games.
Once you chew on it.
Yeah.
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 See?
Yeah.
But you don't want to chew too long. Then you
fair.
Put it down
right.
And you come back to it.
Right? Good idea. Good idea. I'll do this.
No, there's I mean, and Alex had one when he played. See, Joey, his brother, was Albacora. But I'm trying to think of what Alex. I don't know that Apple.
It's a work in progress.
You're all around it, I think.
Cora, yeah. Now that's something you can
right.
You can certainly piece Cora. I mean, there's lots of ways to go. Right?
Yep. I like it.
It's going to be interesting either way.
I can't wait.
Looking forward to it.
I'm not getting on there to take over and give nicknames and have Joe sit there and look at me like I have three heads. You know? And by the way, the beauty is, you know, the few games in May and a couple in August, if it's nice out and it's like, geez, Chris, stop the nicknames, turn off the radio. It's okay.
I can't wait to have you join our group here. It's going to be a fun season, I think, for all of us. And it was fun talking sports with you, as we always do. And I look forward to seeing you at Fenway. Chris, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks, Boomer.
See you out at happy winter. Spring is coming.
We'll see you. See you at Jim Kelly's tournament again this year.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.